We did have an opportunity today to do an overflight of the path that the tornado took, about 32 miles of damage. In many places, the damage was approximately a mile wide. And to really see the sheer devastation that can occur in one of these kinds of storms. And yet, while there's been a number of injuries, to have no fatalities is really remarkable. When you get to see the volunteer effort that has come out and the outpouring of support from this community, and you know the people that the governor's had the opportunity, we've had an opportunity to visit with today, couldn't be more pleased with that outpouring of support. And it's really now about rebuilding our lives and trying to get this tornado behind them and get things cleaned up. And from a disaster stage right now, what the county and the city's working on really is, with some assistance from the state, are starting that preliminary damage assessment. So the numbers are going to change rapidly over the next several days as those crews get an opportunity to come in and really get a good feel for the amount of damage that has been sustained in this community.
I have not talked directly to the president, but our National Guard and other emergency management folks have been in touch. You know that we did request a presidential declaration, and they followed through on that. And we do have federal folks in the state right now assisting at a local level. This is probably, you know, when you put it all together, the most extreme weather that we've had in recorded history, and people are responding incredibly well. I think it is testing Kansans, and they're rising to the occasion, and if ever it was ad aspera per aspera, now's the time. You really can't tell from what you see on TV. This spreads over 32 miles. It just keeps going on and on and on. And when you see the level of devastation, the number of trees that are just sheared off or pulled out by their roots, the number of houses that are just flattened or roofs are completely gone, the fact that there was not a fatality is amazing. And I think that says a lot about the preparedness of this county to let their people know when danger is coming. And they all acted accordingly and took shelter.
Really, right now, it is a statewide effort from a resourcing perspective. We are bringing in outside resources, as the governor said. We did get a presidential emergency declaration, so we have FEMA on the ground, so we're coordinating for resources that we don't have personally in the state of Kansas that we may need, but also we're doing what we call EMAC, or Emergency Management Assistance, compacts with other states, and we continue to flow in those resources, again, to meet what the county and local demands are and what we anticipate those demands are over the coming days and weeks as this event continues to unfold. You know, actually, we have some resources, and I can't name them all, but I believe right now we're up to about 8 states that we have resources. So we have them from North Carolina, we have them from Tennessee, we have them from Ohio. And again, those are all resources that we're able to bring in and to kind of help assist us and help assist our counties and our local communities. It really isn't a matter of shifting between tornadoes or floods. We try to manage the entire incident. So, you know, we really have flooding from the northern tier of Kansas clear to the southern border. And over the last several days, we've had to deal with numerous tornadoes throughout the state of Kansas. I can't say enough about our first responders, those law enforcement, those fire personnel, EMS. They're doing what they need to do to handle their local area. As they identify resources that they need, then we continue to surge those resources. We have a lot of resources in the state, but again, we also have those resources out of state that we can marshal to help them.